Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Gold 92.5. Okay, Wednesday podcast. We had a lot of great calls on the show, and we're going to, we're going to get into some of those shortly.
Yeah, we are. Also, want to tick off, talk about the NRL Grand Final, the Vikings. Mel Meninga's blowing the big horn.
What are you talking about?
Does that sound like a horn? Not really.
No.
But he's blowing a big horn to start the Raiders when they come out. It's awesome. They do a big Vikings clap.
Yes.
And they blow the horn.
How's that sound again?
Are you grinding gears in a car?
Yeah, I don't really know what a horn makes.
Oh, it's that haunting horn, isn't it? Vikings horn, like a big...
Vuvuzela.
Horn.
You're just imagining, what's his name? What's his name from the Viking show?
Ragnarok. Lothbrok. Yeah, hello, with his shirt off. Travis Fimmel.
But I love it. I reckon more sides could do having a little chant before they run out onto the ground. It gets the fans fired up.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, this time of year, it's school holidays, and who's in charge? Naughty Nana and Poppies.
No. Free babysitters.
Free babysitters, yes, but sometimes they can be very naughty and teach your kids some bad things. Yeah. And we want to hear those stories.
And I don't think I'm the only one. I put my hand up. I use the phone while driving every now and then. I don't want to.
Ooh. Peter, what's your middle name?
Peter Ray.
Peter Ray Everett.
Peter Raymond.
I thought it was Spider.
No, it was Spider Ray.
I just assumed it was Spider.
Spider Ray. No, but they've got new fines. $1,000 for the first offence, losing your licence, the second offence. But will this actually stop anyone from using their mobile phones? Yes. That's the big question.
Yeah, the thoughts of the Gold FM family on the podcast, which starts right now.
The heavy duty plastic is on the studio walls. Bridge has a full body wetsuit on.
How do I get this on? Is the zipper at the back?
And we're ready for the spit-flying, saliva-filled wave that is Spider Spray.
Yeah, I'm going to spray those people. And look, I'm guilty of it. And every time I'm in the car using a mobile phone.
Hey.
Okay, put up your hand if you do it. Yeah, say aye if you do it. Because let's be honest, I'll sit there and I know the temptation is so great. You want to sit there like the kids. They go and touch a lolly, you want to slap their hand. Yeah,
yes.
No. And you'll feel like doing that to yourself because I don't know what it is. You're still so attracted to your phone, even if you are driving. And I don't know if it's at a set of lights, but if you're at a set of lights and you see how many people then suddenly miss the set of lights, they don't take off when it goes green because they're looking at their phone.
That annoys me. I used to be a drag racer, 3 on the treat. You go when that light is green. That annoys me.
Yeah, but at the same time, you turn around and look how many people are trying to look down at their phone or on their phones. And it's just everywhere you look. And I don't know if they're text messages. Why? They're not even that important to us, but we think we've got to absolutely see it that moment that text message comes through. The phone calls, if you don't, you know, some people still don't even have Bluetooth. They're checking the weather, Spotify, sports app, whatever it is.
I've seen people doing Instagram on there.
Instagram.
That's
while
bad.
Driving. But even the car Apple Play, it still hasn't stopped people from using their mobile phones. And I want to know why. Is it that important? Mm. Like, and I'm guilty of it. And I sit there and don't know the answer other than what do you do? Because 90% of us are still using our mobile phones when we are driving in the cars. And there's thousands of reasons why we shouldn't be. And there's thousands of examples why we absolutely shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But at the moment, everything is not working because still there are way too many people using their mobile phones while on the road. And this means that all the Uber drivers, DD drivers, they shouldn't be allowed to drive because they're looking and using their maps every time you jump into that car.
Good point. As soon as
you jump in the car, they're pressing accept, accept, accept. For us to do that on our mobile phones, it's illegal. So why are they allowed to do it?
Well, they're not.
And we aren't. So there's a lot of grey area, but at the same time, that they shouldn't be allowed to. We're not allowed to. And I'm guilty. I do it. But there is way too many people, and we've got to stop it somehow.
Well, they're looking at stopping it.
They've got to stop it. I don't know what the best answer is because I think it's actually getting worse before it's actually getting better.
So you don't think these fines where they're going to slug you $1,000 and heaps of demerit points, you don't think that'll fix it?
No.
Well, they're looking at bringing the new technology in. So Mark Bailey's the transport minister. He was in Sydney yesterday because they've already had it for a few months where they can, there's special infrared cameras, they can see you on your phone, whether it's hidden under the dash or whatever, they'll take your photo. And they want to do $1,000 for first offence.
I still don't think it's going to stop people. And I see it's losing their licence. We still see people with demerit points and speeding and drink driving. Yeah. That hasn't improved over how many years. So I don't know what can... I don't know what will fix it other than absolutely just locking the phone in the boot.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Or super gluing your hands to the steering wheel or having some kind of, you know... Like
Extinction
that.
Rebellion style.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, 13, 2017, you know, are you in this boat with Spider?
Yeah, do you still...
Is like, it going to work?
Yeah, like, will the $1,000... What is it, $1,000 in the second offence you're losing your licence?
Yeah.
Will that work and will that deter you from using your mobile phone?
No, everyone looks drunk on the roads these days, don't they? Swerving because they're looking down on their phones.
Changing songs, looking at things. 13, 2017, if you want to join in. Tamara in Currumbin, what are your thoughts on this?
I agree with Spider. It's going to be hard whether there's fines or not. I got fined a few years back and it stopped me for about 3 months. And then slowly you just look and then you try to stop yourself and I even said to Mum, you know, keep ringing because she would ring. And I told her, I'm not answering the phone in the car anymore. And I'd try not to answer it and she'd keep ringing and then she'd ring and ring and ring and ring and you just broke.
Yeah,
and
it's so
I
hard.
Think they need to create a Zap app or a function on the phone like flight mode where you put it into zap mode.
I think they have got a drive mode.
So when
mode.
You get in your car, it zaps you if you touch it.
Yeah, right.
Part of the, I think it's in the more recent iPhone, like the operating system, there's a thing you can put on called Do Not Disturb While Driving.
Yeah.
It picks up, I don't know how it works exactly, but there is a mode that
I think there is, but still, I don't think too many people would zap it. How many people put flight mode on?
But you don't want to zap like a bug zapper. That'd put you all over the road, wouldn't it?
Okay, Gary Narundel, what do you reckon? Good idea with these fines? $1,000 fine?
Won't help, mate. The only thing I reckon will help is a car immobiliser. If you jump in your car with your phone turned on, the car won't start. But it's probably a bit tricky if you turn your phone on whilst you're driving, maybe.
Yeah. it's all these. I thought there was an actual company. Thanks, Gaz, down in... down the bottom of Sydney near Wollongong, that had a device that went over your car and didn't allow the phone to get signal while it was in your car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre. We've got Paul in Pimpama. Hello. What do you think the solution is? Will the $1,000 fine stop people?
Oh, I don't think so, but I think the biggest deterrent would be like the Hoon legislation where the phone gets confiscated for a period of time. Oh. I mean, there's some people, they just can't bear to not have the phone on their person. That may be it.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, take it one step further, embarrass them and look up their recent Google history and their late night texts.
Yeah, or crush it. Imagine a little hand crusher where they just crushed it in front of you.
Yeah, and you can't even document it for social media. Then
no.
You're so upset. quickly, The Wiz, you've seen someone recently on their phone. What happened? The Wiz.
Anthony.
Nah, his phone died, ironically enough.
School holidays, second week, and often the parents have to go back to work and it's tough and you're juggling childcare and the best free childcare there is, if you're lucky enough, to have your parents on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
Naughty Nana and Poppy. This is the deal. They've done their job. They've raised their kids and maybe you're a little turd of a kid, as my mum would say. It's the time to...
It's affectionate.
Load you up with lollies and... Do what you got to do. Don't play by your daughter's rule or your son's rule on what you should do with the grandkids. And that's often what happens.
Yeah.
Your child gets dropped back at home, hyped up, full of lollies. Or if it's like my dad, Pa, because he was a dentist, he'd always get the kids to suck on the top of cold beers.
What?
For when their teeth are coming through.
Really?
Is that a thing?
No, just because it was so cold, like the outside of the bottle.
Yeah.
So that never looked good in photos. We've got all these photos we can't show people because there's babies with beers in their mouth.
So my mum, we call her Naughty Nanny. That's her Facebook, is Naughty Nanny. And the kids don't follow any of us, any of my brothers and sisters.
No.
They just follow Naughty Nanny and she's so wrong.
Oh,
she's
like,
are you going out? Are you getting on the juice? Have you picked up lately? And it's like, hang on, Mum.
Wow.
You can't talk to kids like this. And even Boston, you know, he's 12 now, but 10, he'd go down to Nana and Granddad's down on the farm.
Yes.
And he'd ring up and go, what have you been doing? Oh, we've been shooting slug guns.
Is this the same grandparents that he went and shot the guns the other day?
Yeah, yeah. The drone. Yeah.
Is he a helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you trying to shoot?
Drone. It comes back, I'll get it.
Trying to shoot a drone.
I'm not allowed to do it. It's illegal.
Granddad, can I shoot the slug gun?
No.
Oh, it's too far away.
This is wrong.
Granddad, can I shoot the slug gun? You don't want to hear that.
No, exactly right. But that's what can happen. You know, and the grandparents too that pry. So tell me really what your mother's like at home when, yeah. You know, they always do the pride job. We want to know on 13, 27, 10, the naughty nanny and poppies. What are they doing right now? Are they dropping the kids off? Are they told, just lie to your parents about what's been happening
those
here?
Those outrageous things they do with the kids.
Yeah, the kid comes home and
it's ears are pierced and it's a bloke. There you go.
All right, 13, 27, 10.
We got Tony. Hello, Tony.
It's Brooke's dad. We every time he tries to get our little man to go and stay with him, we say no, because he's an absolute rat. His nickname's Bad Grandpa. He's even got a shirt made up with Bad Grandpa on it. And when we reneged and let him have Jensen. They got escorted by security out of Logan Hyperdome for running amok in the food court.
That is awesome.
That's a great story.
Taylor from Clear Island Waters, are you the bad parent or your parents?
No, my parents are. As the first grandchild, she gets away with pretty much anything. Ice cream at 9 a.m, chocolate at 9 a.m, anything she wants. But the problem is, I live with my parents, so it's every day.
Oh, no! Oh.
Yeah. So I live a nightmare.
You're like hitting your head against a brick wall every day.
Oh, that's a tough one. We've got Corey and Narang. Hello. Have you got bad grandparents?
Oh, they're amazing, particularly over school holidays. But
there's the disclaimer.
When you're turning up, and your son, so I've got a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, your 6-year-old son, you turn up, A, he's mowing the lawn, that's a problem. B, he's not wearing any shoes, that's a problem. And C, there's no catcher on the mower, that's a problem.
That's character building.
Yeah, he's getting his nails clipped at the same time.
Thanks, Corey.
Right. Hang on. Someone has just called through to have their right of reply as well. I think we've actually got a naughty nanny.
Oh, yes.
Wants to stick up for the naughty nannies and pops of is that right, naughty nanny? Is that what you are?
Yes, I'm owning it, and I am very proud of that. I think it's great. I fill my dairy-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, vegan grandson with bowls of sweet boiled lollies and lots of cow. And I think he has a peanut allergy when I give him some peanut butter sandwiches. And he comes out in hives, but nothing calamine lotion, a little bit of CPR can't fix. And you know, when he can't sleep, a little bit of whiskey in his milk to sleep if he's not still down by midnight. And look, I teach him a lot of things, which is great. Otherwise, he gets a good mouthful of Sunlight soap if he swears at his nana. I tell him, don't stress too much. The boogeymen are everywhere and they're also under your bed at night. Anyway, I love being a nana.
Yeah, thank you, naughty nana.
Pleasure.